Yeah. Yeah, it's Monday. That's all right. That's what we do is we make it great. 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So there's a new pope, in case you haven't heard. I don't know how, but just in case. Pope Leo the 14th. And here's the thing. It's the first American pope ever. It's like, thanks. Thanks for giving us a shot.
A little nod there. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh, you know, when you grab an American and make him the pope,
you
might be some family members in there that say things that the pope would be, well, a little bit uncomfortable with, perhaps.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter dealt with that from a presidential perspective.
That is, you know, so funny. I was going to say, you know, it's the Billy Carter effect, you know? You can't control who your family is.
Hey, you just came back from a family reunion. You know all about
exactly.
That. So what's Leo got to worry about?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you exactly what he said, but let's just say that, well, Leo's brother, Louis, and apparently he's a MAGA fan.
Oh, really?
Has no love for Democrats.
Okay.
This is the one that believe lives in Port Charlotte.
Okay.
And
well, that makes sense. You know, left Chicago and got to Florida. That's a smart man.
Well, yeah. But apparently everybody's been scouring all the Facebook stuff, and apparently he said something very unflattering that has something to do with Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
And he's, you know, tossed around words that, well,
you can't say
they're not in the
flattery.
They're not in the Bible.
No,
no. And anyway,
wow.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh no, it's out there. You know,
what are you going to do? Yeah. So Louis Prevost, Florida resident, also shared a meme that has a picture of a mental institution with a caption, "Where the woke lived before the 70s.
I like this guy. I like the brother of the Pope.
He additionally complimented Vice President J.D. Vance for his debate performance against Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on the campaign trail last summer, which is in contrast to a tweet his brother, Leo the 14th, formerly Robert Francis Prevost, shared this year, critical of Vance. Attempts to reach Prevost, not immediately successful Sunday. If he wants to be, he is going to be quite the center of attention. I have a feeling, I think he probably doesn't want to be, but I don't know. If he's pretty outspoken, maybe he does.
May not care.
Yeah. Want to come out. And
that'll love it.
He said that he believes that his brother is not going to be quite as, what did he say how he used? He said, I think he's going to be similar to Pope Francis, but maybe not quite as liberal-minded, you know, flexing the church rules quite so much.
Okay.
I think he'd be a little more conservative. And by the way, yeah, he's a White Sox fan, not a Cubby fan, because the Cubs fans went crazy. Figured he was.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah.
But I found out over the weekend that, yes, my cousin went to school at Villanova the same time he was there. He doesn't recall really knowing him, per se. But
well, back then he was just some guy named Bob.
Right.
You know?
But he reached out to a few, you know, some common friends who went to school at that time. And several of them knew, they knew who he was. And what do you think they're going to say? Yeah, he was a pretty quiet guy.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Probably not.
You don't? No, I mean.
Are they going to come up with, depending on their perspective, they'll come up with everything.
That's true, too.
There's both sides of that coin, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Democrat strategist James Carville.
Speaking of not quiet.
Oh, he is the raging Cajun, hanging out with Congressman Ro Khanna out of California. Criticized a leftist squad member during his podcast on Thursday.
What?
Whoa. Part of their conversation centered on Representative Ilhan Omar, the Democrat out of Minnesota, whom Carville has said has done more harm than good for their party, struggling to retain favorability Carville reiterated that he is a liberal Democrat, then told Khanna he did not like the progressive wing of the Democrat Party. He goes on to say, so you have now, my argument is maybe these people are not worth the trouble. Maybe they should just go their own way. Ilhan Omar says white males are responsible for more deaths than anybody in the country. I have no idea whether that's true, but why say that? Why are we trying to PO one-third of the people? They're going to vote.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that is a fair question to ask. When is somebody going to say, why don't you people just learn to shut up about this? You're not doing anybody any good. And it's funny because really lefties would call you out. What do you mean, you people, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean, you people? Khanna told Carville he strongly disagreed with Omar on many levels, adding that he believes white Americans have done big things for freedom across the nation. Oh, really? Thanks.
Thanks for the compliment.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Could have got by without you.
Yeah, they've done. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a few white people have done a couple nice things. Where, wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Goodness.
All right. He said, this is a great country. It's kind of country. It's a kind country. It's a decent country. It's a country that has allowed an Indian American son of immigrants of Hindu faith to go represent the most economically prosperous place in the world. The first thing the Democrats should start every speech with is America is the greatest country in the world. It's the most open country in the world, and it's the least racist country in the world, and we want to make it better.
That's not what they say, though. They
no.
call us racist. They're not proud. They want to, we're not the best. We're not, you know, we're nothing special. Thanks,
yeah.
Obama.
So yeah. He's saying it, at least. And Carville and Khanna's exchange came as a recent poll showed the Democrat Party's favorability sinking to a historic low. Blah, 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 blah. Sinking. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. They don't get it. It's not my job to help them to understand. So.
And we, you know, let the Omars and the AOCs and all them talk. We kind of like it when they do because they really say some stupid stuff.
Well, because there were so many so-called progressives that were running for president in 16 that, you know, I said it then, and Greg's given me credit since then,
yes.
And say, Joe's going to win the nomination because he appears to be the most normal one up there. Now, he went way far left, and I think a lot of people thought he would go.
But he may not even know it.
Well, there's something to that,
He said what was put in front of him, typically, as much as he could read it.
Police are calling for an official investigation, charges against a city councilwoman for allegedly assaulting officers and inciting a violent mob, trying to stop the arrest of an illegal alien criminal suspect in Massachusetts. It's another in a slew of incidents where government officials have stepped in to try to block immigration enforcement as the Trump administration cracks down on aliens with criminal records. A local police union argued over the weekend that Etel Hoxig, who represents Worcester's District 5, helped incite the mob into assaulting ICE officers and cops during the Department of Homeland Security operation that escalated out of control Friday. The Worcester Police Patrolmen's Union made the allegations in a statement on Saturday. The protest by more than two dozen bystanders chanting, "No warrant," and "Not the mother," resulted after authorities came to arrest Ferreira de Oliveira. She's an illegal alien whom police recently arrested for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, assault and battery on a pregnant victim.
Wow. Okay, go home. Time
but
to go
other
home.
Other than that.
If you can't play well here, go home.
But other than that,
I'm a fine,
what a sweet, sweet woman.
Fine, upstanding citizen of another country.
It is time now for What's Bugging You? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And you can do that because it's sponsored by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but don't be shy either. Call in now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Yep, call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. And first, I want to start off by saying thank you to this next caller who sent me a very nice birthday card. I appreciate it. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Bugging me is I'm concerned about President Trump's security during this trip to the Middle East. And I'm sure they have the top people working on it. But all it would take would be one lunatic suicide bomber to throw himself, you know, into the crowd or whatever, and boom. And I don't really understand why at this point in time when the world is on fire that they're sending the president over to the Middle East. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I would. I think security has been an issue, certainly for this president and as a candidate. As well, we'll dig into that a little bit further coming up. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, welcome back, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Kamala Harris's and Joe stumble up the steps Biden's feeble attempt recently to try to renew the spirit in the Democrat Party. I mean, it's like they're going on some kind of rock the country tour, like a concert tour. I mean, even Gene Simmons and Kiss knew how to hang it up after 50 years. These people belong in the ash heap of history, like Leonid Brezhnev said. That's what's bugging me. They pretend to be relevant.
Yeah. And at least Kiss had talent at some point. Anyway,
that's true.
For
yeah.
sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Tell you what's bugging me is that the hypocrisy of Disney. The same company that launched the campaign of the Don't Say Gay bill, which did not say gay in it whatsoever, is now, they said it was all about human rights. Now, because of money, they're going to open a facility over in Dubai, a country that if you're a homosexual or a lesbian, they will cut your head off. Disney needs to do the right thing and cancel this deal and give up the money to support their alphabet crowd and human rights. That's what's bugging me.
That's a great point on that one, Wayne. Appreciate it. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. How are y'all this morning? I tell you what's bugging me is the demo rats are not fleeing the ship quick enough. I know we're just over 100 days. Pam Bondi's out there doing what she's doing. But, you know, when Ilhan makes comments like she did, you know, those are treasonous comments, and I think the accountability needs to be there. We all know there's a many that need to be in shackles right now and handcuffed and walked away, but it seems like we're dragging our feet a little bit, and I just don't want this to cost us voters when it comes down to it. So that's just what's bugging me. I'm ready to start seeing some get behind bars. Y'all have a good morning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we all think the same way about, you know, when are we going to have this perp walk and... You know, and I hope that, you know, the Democrats don't do well in the midterms because they certainly haven't done anything to deserve winning any seats.
No, you just got to look over the last 4 years and everything they have done, tried to do to this country, not for our country, to this country, they don't deserve a shot.
But anybody that, you know, thinks that, you know, Trump is good for America and can do a good job, he's got to have backing.
Yes.
So because he's not on the ballot, you can't all of a sudden forget about him. If you want to get stuff done, mm-hmm. and that's why you voted for him, he's going to need support personnel, as in people in Congress. All right. Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. The Newark Airport, one of the major hubs in the United States, and it's falling apart at the seams. Equipment keeps failing. Lives are in danger. And the current administration's only answer to that is to blame the prior administration. whereas the prior administration put $240 million towards that problem, and the current administration, when they were in office before, put $0 toward that problem.
Yeah, I mean, obviously what's going on there is completely unacceptable. They've had, like, screens going blank.
Yep.
And it's dangerous. It's been dangerous. It's a very busy, airspace.
Right. And while you might like to be very specific of which ones you think did and didn't, this is not just a 5, 10, 15, 20-year-old problem. This
right.
is a decades-old problem.
And it's not just Newark. They've got dated equipment in locations over the place. So, don't think I wasn't thinking about it when I was flying out of Philadelphia, which the airspace can very close to Newark. Almost, I think it almost butts up against each other, really. And
but you got to wonder, why is it not? I don't care who's in office. It shouldn't even be a political thing. It's, FAA, okay, they get funded. Where is the leadership been within the FAA over these decades to not try to keep the technology up to date?
I don't have a good answer for that, but that's one of the things that, the FAA is supposed to be looking out for the safety of the flying American public.
And if you want to talk budgets, okay, where does that budget come from, and whose lap is that in? So,
well, I can tell you, $35 for this bag, so much for that bag. Food? You want food on the flight?
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Sit down and shut up.
Eat your chips. Come on.
We thought we had a good deal, and actually the experience going up was very good.
Yeah.
No frills, but that's fine. But, yeah, we still got nickel and dimed. And at the end of the day, I don't know. If I'm going to travel anymore, I'm not going to look for the cheapest flight. I'm going to look for, the carrier that has maybe the best track record. And even then, there's no guarantees. But I hate that nickel and dime crap.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
I know.
And maybe this FTC bill is going to help with some of that. Give us the price, whether it's a concert ticket or anything else.
Yes.
I'll get into that coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Monday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Seven 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're making Mondays great. Just got back from a little vacay, a little getaway. Tomorrow's my official birthday, but yeah, I'm pretty good about celebrating it all month. I even got a birthday cake that Betsy had delivered to the place where we were gathering for family reunion. Everybody sang happy birthday. We had a nice time. And, everybody needs a little getaway, a little trip. But I got to tell you, it's more and more of a headache. The flight going up was actually very, very good. I mean, it left right on time, actually arrived earlier, and it was on Frontier. And I know they're like no frills, and some people have complained, but our experience was good. So, and then we'd received notice probably 2 weeks previous that our return flight was now going to be on American. Well, no hurt feelings there, right? They're one of the big airlines. That's all good. But then we got notice in the mornings, yesterday morning, that, your flight's going to be delayed, pushed back about an hour, and it ended up getting pushed back probably about 2 hours, and we may do. All these little fees we thought we paid in advance, the baggage fees, no, it's not on here. Maybe because it switched over from Frontier to American. I don't know. It's just everybody's kind of tired of these nickel and diming you with these little fees. And the Federal Trade Commission So they've said they're going to be requiring hotels, vacation rental platforms, and live event promoters to disclose any fees up front when they list prices. The FTC said consumers often see advertised prices for hotel rooms, short-term rentals, and tickets to sporting events and concerts, only to be surprised later by so-called junk fees, including resort fees. That'll be interesting if they... if that is something that will remain in Florida. You know, we know that they tack that on in different locations and jurisdictions whenever they can. And you're like, you're in the hotel, you're like, a resort, eh? not exactly. You want a resort fee, but I might resort to, like, checking out. Anyway, then there's all the cleaning fees, the processing fees, all this stuff. People deserve to know up front what they're being asked to pay without worrying what they'll later be saddled with, mysterious fees that they haven't budgeted in and can't avoid. And so,
I mean, it can get hefty, as you know. I mean, it's they add up in a hurry.
Oh, you
and that
you,
is frustrating.
You really gotta, you know. I think VRBO, I think, or Airbnb, one of them, both of them, all of them, I don't know. But you better be clear on the cleaning fees are crazy on some of them.
Yeah.
And it really changes the whole price of the deal. So looking for the cheapest one going in, you know, they've kind of lowballed it, and then they just add all the fees on. So it makes the consumer have to jump through more hoops, work harder to try to find the legit deal, and then you feel bad for the people that are doing it legitimately. You know, they're trying to rent out a space, and they're giving it up for reasonable, you know, a reasonable price, but it's not as low as all the ones that pop up first. But then when you figure out the fees and all that, the honest person, their deal is actually a much better deal. But I don't know, the whole fee thing, hopefully the FTC will be able to put it into effect. I don't know how well they're going to be able to police it and all that, but the Federal Trade Commission estimates that the rule will save U.S. consumers 53 million hours per year of time spent searching for the true price of lodging or events. You know, look, when something is like this, you love to see competition come in. And what does the competition do? They do things like, this price includes all fees. Don't be fooled by others nickel and diming you. This is the full fee. And when people know that, I think they're a lot more comfortable with it. Kind of like, I think that many car dealers have experimented with it, but some of the ones that they put the price on the car, and they don't add a bunch of fees other than the sales tax and the tag.
The legit things.
Have done extremely well with that. Sometimes you get a better deal, sometimes you don't. I think psychologically, though, you feel like you're not being screwed around with.
Right.
I'm looking at
$400 nitrogen fill on your tires. Come on.
Yes. I want to hear, I'm looking for X in my price range and all that. And I go, oh, this is perfect. This is well within my price range. And they go, oh, yeah, you want this and that and that? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I need some of that. Yeah, I need it to have wheels. Pick it up at the dealership. I'd like to, you know, ride it home, not have to, you know, use a, you know, the bed of my truck to carry it home. Some assembly required. But anyway, yeah, that's... the FTC hopefully is going to address this. How effectively, we shall see. But it's going into effect, and we hope for the best. So, yeah, we'll see. It is 9:41. I wish.
You are looking ahead.
Well, I'm a little sleep deprived, but we're going to get through it, and we're going to do just fine. But yes, it is actually 7:41. Looking forward to the weekend already, even though it's only Monday. Yeah. Yeah, what's wrong with that? Especially when it's going to be a good time. And I'm inviting everybody out for the 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast. Oh, mouthwatering. I'm telling you, it is awesome. This Saturday, from 11 to 4. And yes, I will definitely be there. So come join me. Mouth-watering barbecue, including a whole hog and sides from locally owned Sweet Meats Butcher Shop. And their barbecue competition champs. You know it's going to be great. Live music from Branford Highway. Games, prizes, fun for the whole family. It's always a good time. And proceeds that are raised go to benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So come on out. Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Good time, good cause. Oh, by the way, and while you're there, check out the all-new 2025 lineup, including the 2025 Nightster, starting at only $99.99. See their excellent sales department for more information. All right. Trump signing an executive order to reduce the cost of prescription. Isn't that something that the Dems would always like claim that they were doing it, bring down the cost of prescription medicine? Why does he have to do it with an executive order? Why can't the Democrats won't help him pass that? Because they're afraid he'll get credit for it.
You mean like when he tried in his first term?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And judges blocked that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no, we can't have that. Well, he revealed he'd be signing an executive order later on this morning or today, reducing the cost of prescription and pharmaceutical drugs by 30% to 80%. Put it out on Truth Social. For many years, the world has wondered why prescription and pharmaceutical drugs are so much more expensive in the U.S. than they are in any other nation, since sometimes they're 5 to 10 times more expensive than the same drug manufactured in the exact same laboratory or plant by the same company. He also criticized the pharmaceutical and drug companies and the Democratic Party as part of the post. He said the pharmaceutical drug companies would say for years it was research and development cost, and that all of these costs were and would be, for no reason whatsoever, borne by the suckers of America alone. Campaign contributions can do wonders, he said, but now with me and now with the Republican Party, we're going to do the right thing, something that the Democrats have fought for many years. I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing in the White House at 9 a.m., so that's coming up. I'll be signing one of the most consequential executive orders in our country's history. This will lower drug prices almost immediately by 30 to 80%. He said, for the first time in many years, we're going to bring fairness to America. I like it.
Make America fair again.
Yeah.
Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, President Trump. Keep there fighting the good fight on our behalf.
He's trying.
It is 7:45. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just download it. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, it's a little wet. Be careful on the roadways. Got some nasty stuff blowing through here, like last night, right? I heard the pitter-patter from time to time on the rooftop. And anyway, we can always use rain. It will never go to waste here, so that's a good thing.
We could use it.
All right, here we are, Monday. The working week laid out in front of us. Good things are happening. I'm telling you, this president is making good things happening. People are turning away from like MSNBC and CNN. You know, they've been lied to and manipulated. It seems viewers were not excited about the second episode of MSNBC host Jen Psaki's The Briefing on Wednesday evening. Her show debuted Tuesday. Now, That's not accurate. Even the crickets tuned up. They puked on Tuesday.
That's bad.
1.2 million viewers and 139,000 in the demo that they looked for, 2554. However, the following evening, it reportedly went to pieces when her second episode dropped over 1 million viewers and a mere 65,000 in the key demographic. Wow. So it like was less than half of the audience, which wasn't that huge to begin with. MSNBC's newest program shed a staggering 53% of its demo viewers compared to the first episode only one day prior. Saki's program also lost a whopping 67% of viewers between ages of 18 to 49 after only one episode. As the briefing averaged 113,000 on Tuesday and only 37,000 on Wednesday. Wow. So, I mean, it's just, I could go on through these. The basic story here is, I mean, the viewership plummets. There's nothing, apparently, I have seen her other than when she was the White House press secretary.
Apparently nobody cares.
Nothing really compelling.
Yeah.
And what are you going to share that's different than all the other gobbledygook they get on that network and CNN? I mean, what do you have? She's just toeing the line.
Yeah.
To the left. Yeah. Are Democrats, I don't know, they're just sometimes a little slow to react.
Well, not very, unless you've got the radicals fired up about something, there's nothing for them to be passionate about these days with what they've got to work with.
And all the radicals do, it's just like they're preaching to their own choir, literally. And so it's not like you go, well, I was normal and I was moderate, but yeah, now that I saw this exciting hate going on college campuses, man, I want to jump on board. Where do I get a ticket to that? Yeah, I don't think that's happening. Democrats are reportedly taking Joe Biden to task for appearances in the media this week, which they say only reminds everyone why the party is in trouble and why voters elected Donald Trump. In his second post-presidency interview, a squinting and sometimes stuttering Biden appeared on ABC's The View Thursday. He was later joined on the show by former First Lady Jill Biden, who at times interjected to finish her husband's answers. As Breitbart had reported, the show was set to provide the Bidens with a warm welcome from its liberal host and its traditionally like-minded audience. Instead, it could be argued, the appearance only reminded voters that the last days of the Biden administration, and those were not good ones. Strategist Anthony Coley, who worked for the Biden administration, said this in The Hill. Elections are all about the future. Oh, there, somebody gets it. Look at that. Every time Joe Biden emerges, we fight an old war. Every interview he does provides a contrast to Trump that's just not helpful for the Democratic brand, which needs trusted messengers and fighters who can reach independents and moderates and inspire the base. Joe Biden ain't that. Well, yeah, I agree with that. But listen, who would you want to be helpful to the Democratic brand? The old socialist, Bernie Sanders? Is that your brand? No, I'm being real.
Pull out the squad?
Yeah.
Come on, the squad, The View. There you go. There's a, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, where is your leadership that you want to, kind of brand the party with? Needs trusted messengers. Well, yeah, there's part of your problem there. Trusted? Yep. And they want to inspire the base?
Well, they're not feeling overly inspired, I don't think, at the moment. I don't know. But we'll see.
And I don't know. Who is the base now of the Democrat Party? Do you know who and what? Who is the base?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, is it the lefty progressives? Are they the base? They seem to wield a good amount of power.
But even internally, I mean, we're talking about Carville. It's like he kind of wishes the squad would, you know, kind of keep it themselves a little bit.
Well, yeah, of course, because, see, as long as you're considered on that more of a fringe or more of that radical state, progressives like it. They just think, oh, it's more progressivism. But moderates are like, no, we don't like that. And that's why many of them voted for Trump, that previously probably were mostly supportive of Democrats. Much, much more to cover coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Monday, but we're making it great. 97.3 The Sky.